A nice lady from New Jersey named Christy sent us a box of goods. And you may not recognize Christy's name or her box of goods at first glance, but I think you're going to enjoy it very much. She has sent us a box of goods certainly one time before.
Okay.
And it provided great joy.
Is this candles made for that disease that was very rare? No.
Nope, this is not.
Okay.
Disease candles, as
you said. Okay. All right. Rare
disease.
That's
one way to put it.
Or was it soap?
This is no, this there's edible things in here.
Ooh, you can eat a candle.
I like eating.
Packing slip. Giant wads of paper. Cardboard hitting the microphone. Nobody's gonna like that.
I'd eat
It's in a super sweet cob corn box. So anything less than that, and I'm gonna be disappointed.
Yeah, I'm expecting
some
corn.
New prescription glasses for everybody who doesn't wear glasses. Very nice. Yeah. Everybody but me.
Oh man.
Longing for this. Oh, yes.
Kelly, you're going to look good in these.
Thank you so much. I've always wanted a mustache.
You can finally see what it'll look like if you let it grow out instead of wax again.
Boom. Roasted.
With
Groucho.
It falls into my mouth, and I feel like I'm eating a lot of plastic right now.
Okay, this is going to be a lot of fun. There's a real bulk of googly eyes. In
okay. Those are fun.
A lot of fun.
Okay.
Christy's 2 for 2.
And there is a real shortage of those, so those are worth a lot right now.
Where's it's like helium. sporks that go on the end of your fingers.
Okay, that's a great
that's finger sporks. Huh?
Yeah. Gift.
Oh, okay. All right.
A large pencil.
Oh, that's not a large pencil. That's a giant pencil.
Yeah, how would
from
you feel
from the giant
if you
pencil brand company
walked into pencil place and ordered a giant? They give you a large
one glowing chicken.
I've had a couple of those in my life. We've had them here.
A pagan breakfast god mask.
What?
I liked one of those words, but I cannot eat the mask.
A pagan breakfast god mask. It's eggs for eyes, toast in the middle, and bacon. That's okay. It's like the flying spaghetti monster.
Yeah.
All right.
But Kelly, to your question, here are the food based.
Okay. Is this going to be one of those things where at the bottom there's a note and it describes why everything was sent?
No, you'll
because,
know.
Because she must own a novelty store,
or it's like some I always feel bad when people do stuff like that and then we get the letter that explains it and it's all references to things that we said on the show and I don't remember any of it.
Yeah,
I rarely do.
Got some candy canes for you.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, I knew it. It's yeah, this is gonna be like gum that tastes like a turkey.
I'm not gonna lie.
Yep.
I couldn't be more disappointed right now.
I remember this.
Oh, these are like the little tasty,
clamdy canes.
Yeah, clamdy canes.
See if you can identify that flavor that we started you off with.
I saw the box.
Yeah.
You saw the box that it came out of?
Yeah.
You held it up like Simba
while
you opened it.
Unless my ability to read went away, it would have been pretty dumb not to know what it is.
Like Simba. I thought I was being conscious of holding it down. But clearly, there was a moment where I stopped paying attention. You held it up like Simba.
Ew. It's terrible.
Yeah.
What is it, Kelly?
Well, it's supposed to be a brisket candy cane. But
brisket?
How do you know?
Brisket, yeah.
It tastes bad.
Of course it tastes bad.
I'll give it to JoJo.
It tastes
brisket
like
is not supposed to come in candy form.
No.
The same way that meat isn't supposed to come in peppermint form. Right, I don't want a peppermint.
So the ones you're
meat.
Pulling out now, it looks like they're like gray.
Yeah, most all of the best foods that are gray and white.
Oh yeah.
So is it going to be like a fish?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I didn't look at this one.
It's probably whale butt.
Whale butt.
Yeah.
Do you like yak butter?
I can't.
What happened?
It smells so bad.
What happened?
It smells so bad. Oh, it smells like somebody took a poop in the ocean.
All right. I mean, I'm sure people have pooped in the ocean.
Smell it, hot wings.
Yeah, you don't want to waste yours.
It's so. I told you.
Would you just taste it and see if you can identify
absolutely
what it is, Kelly?
Not. I can't put that in my mouth.
Come on.
You have never said that before.
I know.
That's
yours
really
is already
going
open.
On a limb.
This is going to be delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was
okay. I'll buy breakfast for your taste testing.
That's like clam water.
Every guy's like, yeah, buddy.
This is the time where it's okay for ladies to spit.
You want the trash can?
The one time.
I got one. Okay. Hot Wings gave me one.
Joe, you going to try it?
I tried one last time.
I know, but this is something you like. You eat these.
Oh, like, these? This?
Like a sushi,
what it's based on, yeah.
Yeah.
Sushi candy cane or something?
It's definitely very ocean-like. Yeah. Here you go, Hot Wings. We pass the trash can to Joe.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Is it another candy cane that tastes like butt?
God, that was real bad. That really
yes,
did.
It's anus salad. Ocean anus salad.
You know that's in a Jell-O cookbook from like 1942.
Bite into it, Joe. Oh.
Oh, you were...
Are you actually going to chew the whole thing, Joe?
First, you seemed so unfazed.
It's in my teeth.
Yeah.
Like, way in them.
It's candy cane, dude. It's going to be in your teeth for a minute. It's going to take a long time for that to dissolve.
You'll never forget the day you had sardine candy.
I hate you. Oh. Now you have to eat one free beer.
I'm not.
I
brought the box into the room, and I'm opening it. I have done my duty.
Yeah, you know, if Joe and myself lifting. Can't swallow it, nobody in this room can.
No,
right?
I do like sardines. They're healthy for you.
Okay.
This is so bad.
Five others if you want to go for any more.
Not at all. What are the flavors? Can we know first?
Sour cream and onion.
Oh, that sounds kind of nice.
Caesar salad.
Okay.
Butter.
Just butter.
Just butter, yeah. Butter.
It might taste like popcorn.
It might. Hot dog and ketchup.
Are those separate things?
Yes.
Oh, so you have to
hot dog.
Put one on each side of your mouth.
And ketchup. Any requests?
Yuck.
No. Yeah. No, not one. Not
I have
one
request. Do not pass any over.
Can we do that thing we did last time? Because when we got the box of calamity canes last time, we put them all in a very nice looking vase and we tricked
yes.
everybody into thinking they were real candy canes.
Yes, of course we can do
that. Yeah, totally open those all up, put them in a nice little like glass carafe.
I think now, that's a wonderful idea.
But did anyone actually end up taking them? Because...
Yeah, JoJo took a bite of them. JoJo down the hall, and
he
got so upset with us. I don't think he talked to us for like 2 weeks after that.
Win-win. I'm just going to make a note to do that.
Are just so terrible. Like, I would never look at a bowl of candy canes and think, I want one of those.
Yeah,
like, there's better candy that have been in bowls over there. And I'm like, this candy sucks, too.
It's the most inconvenient-shaped candy of all time ever. And when you hold it, it doesn't have, like, a little mitten around it. You got to get candy cane on your hand just to eat it. If I want that, I'll just chew a piece of gum or eat a peppermint.
Well, you got
to
eat it
upside
down.
Which candy canes do you get that have a mitten around them?
I don't want plastic on my candy cane. That's weird.
And then you leave a little plastic at the bottom.
Nope, I don't like that.
Peel it down like a banana.
That's the same design as all candy canes, what Howings is showing you.
I know. I think it's a stupid design. Why would I eat that when there are peppermints in the world?
Well, you're not wrong about that.
No,
peppermints can't hang on trees. That's why people don't like them.
I mean, I'm with you. Like, the candy canes I have at my house are mostly just for decoration on the tree.
And the littler ones that you can just break in half and pop in your mouth, perfect. But the big ones where I got to hold that thing like I'm five.
We live in a world filled with Snickers and other fantastic things.
Yeah. I'm not choosing a candy cane.
But the good thing about this is when this is the only thing in your house, this will shut your kids up for longer.
It will?
because it takes longer.
Yeah, it will. I've never
been a fan of candy
canes. Love candy canes.
My kids
goodness.
Like them, too. I think it's just their
novelty. They're
going to
love these ones for no time at all.
Oh, man. Put those on the
tree. Oh, yeah. Could y'all go home and video yourselves giving it to your children? Do it for social media.
Yes, I could.
I can't my Snickers daughter would make eat canes.
It. She'd dip it in ranch and ketchup.
And not be phased at all, probably.
Yeah, and be like, this is good.
Maybe Rachel should try all of them for show social media.
At once.
I feel like that would be cool.
Let's food process them. Let's make a shake.
It's just chewy.